You're listening to SBS News. There are many who want the federal government to show more urgency with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, and among them is Victoria's acting Premier James Molino, who says time is of the absolute essence and Victoria is willing to do whatever is required to support the Commonwealth.
We're open to the idea of mass vaccination hubs. We want to work cooperatively with the federal government. We are willing and able to do more to deliver the Commonwealth's vaccination program, and we want to do that as quickly as possible.
The establishment of mass vaccination hubs will be on the agenda of National Cabinet when it next meets on Monday. The national leaders of the Australian Medical Association have met the Prime Minister in Perth. National Vice President Chris Moy says regaining public confidence is a priority.
Any negativity about any promises or targets doesn't get away from the fact that we have a good news story about having vaccines and we will be able to get them out there. So far, a kind of a sense of failure, but really only against sort of artificial promises and targets that we've had up till now. Really, the problem for all Australians is that it's been supply.
Scott Morrison has told Radio 2GB there's a possibility the majority of Australians can get their first vaccination by the end of the year, if mass vaccination arrangements can be made to work.
I think it's possible, should we be able to get the mass vaccination and the doses in place for the final quarter of this year, but that will be very dependent on the ability for those max vaccination arrangements with the states to be delivered. And that's why I'm meeting with them to see how that can be achieved. That would need to be trialled, would need to work it through. But it will be a big task, and I'm not going to say anything different to that.
Queensland has eased its COVID-19 restrictions after getting on top of its latest outbreak in Greater Brisbane. Masks are no longer mandatory except at airports. There are no limits on gathering outdoors. Homes can host up to 100 guests, and people are free to visit aged care homes, hospitals and prisons. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's relieved and pleased with how Queensland has responded to the pandemic.
When you have these outbreaks, you know, you don't sleep and you get very concerned, but everyone stepped up, everyone did what they were asked to do, and it means, you know, we can go back to the way we were, except for those, you know, we've got to make sure we check in at our bars and restaurants and cafes. But, you know, isn't it wonderful coming up to Anzac Day that we'll be able to really commemorate that day, to see our veterans out, families out. It's going to be amazing. It's somewhere I didn't think we would be a year ago, so it's great news.
Virgin Australia is gradually increasing its flights and plans to reach 100% of its pre-pandemic capacity by the end of the calendar year. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce says once Australia can achieve herd immunity with a sufficient number of vaccinations, the international borders can be reopened. He says most countries are likely to require a COVID-19 vaccination for incoming international passengers.
In fact, I think Iceland now has put into place a requirement that if you get into Iceland and you're vaccinated, you don't have to go into quarantine. The Israelis are talking to the Greeks, I think, and Cyprus about people that are vaccinated and travel quarantine free.
And Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia's economic recovery from the COVID-19 downturn is happening much faster than the experience of the last recession in the early 1990s. Unemployment dropped by 0.2% last month, from 5.8% to 5.6%.
In the month of March, 70,700 new jobs were created. More than 2,000 new jobs were created every day. This is more than twice what the market was expecting. And of those new jobs, around 80% went to women and around half went to young people. Australia's jobs market, Australia's labour market, is recovering 4.5 times faster than the experience of the labour market during the 1990s recession.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.